And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, usually fun, fascinating, bizarro Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid, even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, when we speak of reasoning together, we refer to the act of engaging in discussions. Unfortunately, the current culture often lacks the permission to openly discuss, review, think, and present counterpoints without destroying one another. Yikes. Yet this approach of open discussion and free speech was foundational to our country's forming and deeply rooted in the Old Testament, where God used it to challenge mankind's understanding of their position with Him. Wow. See, it's not an American idea. It's a biblical one. Next, although it may sound repetitive, it remains crucial to emphasize that while people may start their faith journey with good intentions and faithfulness, there are instances where they deviate. One such deviation revolves around worshiping the earth or the creation instead of the Creator. When a person's faith becomes fixated on the created rather than the Creator, their faith becomes distorted. Those whose commitments revolve around this earthly existence have gravely missed the mark. And finally, many of us long for a direct message, a map, or a compass from the Lord guiding us in our next steps. We desire clear direction and certainty about the path to take and where to go. The truth is that the Lord does provide us with guidance. He helps us discern whether to turn left or right and which direction to walk in. The real question is, are we using His compass? And are we willing to follow His guidance?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Nice. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Just so much more. I mean, just like tons more. Okay? We're asking you, what do you think? Now, you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, @hemustincrease.org. You can text us, 214-210-8483.
Oh, yeah, 214-210-8483.
That text is 214-210-8483. You text anytime. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you do make that call, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Oh, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Dynamite! Yeah, talking to Dynamite D is like heading into the weekend. That's right. That's right. We got that one down. We've got that nailed down. That's pretty funny. All right. Bottom line to the whole process. Look, maybe you've got a praise report and you want to call and share it, and you're just not even sure how to do it, or you just want to kind of get it out there, but you're not. Just call. We'll talk. It's just like having coffee. I mean, you just talk to one another, share with one another, and the Lord does the rest. That's what's so great about God. He takes care of it. Maybe you've got a petition, and we're going to pray. We're going to pray for a bunch of different people. I got a list, and we're going to be praying for them in just a minute. But maybe you got something specific you want to pray about. Hey, give us a call. We'll take our faith, put it with your faith, put all these faiths together, and then we'll petition the Lord. We'll bring it in with confidence. We'll bring it in with faith. We'll also bring it in with submission, just like Jesus taught us, like in the Garden of Gethsemane, asking but yet yielding. And we'll ask the Lord to do something. And that's a great thing. Maybe you just want to call because you actually do have the answer to the best apple pie. Or
let me say this too, Dave. When you call sometimes and you kind of doubt yourself, you know, matter if you think you're going to sound weird, you don't know who you're encouraging out there in radio land as well.
That's right. It's not what you say. This is something that people really do need to understand. And it's never what your preacher says. That's never it. It's what God does with it in the transmission. That's what it is. That's where all the power is. Okay? That's why you just like go, okay, well, this is the best I got. Like, yeah, that's how you do it. We'll do trivia in a minute, but we're going to go to prayer first. I have a list that I made before anybody called or anything goes on. So I'm just going to read some of the names on the list that I already wrote down. If I miss your name, it's not because I don't love you. But as you guys know, we have lots of names. So I just, guys, want you to be praying for Jay and for Gary and for Roslyn and for Mimi and for Sally and for Nola. And we want you to be praying for, you know, Will Rogers. We want you to be praying for Abraham, right? These are all these people that are a part of us that need prayer. We want you to be praying for Ace and everybody else. Don't forget about Joanne's scenario, her situation, and what everybody else is going through. Because you know what you're going through? Guess what? They're going through it. And so we just want to bring it all before the Lord. All these different elements, healing emotionally, physically, the psychological moments, as well as just the need to be encouraged. You know, like our brother Samson calls it, he likes to be encouraged. I'd like to encourage him. See how that works? You love one another the best you can. Let's petition the Lord for these people and more together. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and there is just not enough thanks, Dad, that we can give you. There's not enough big thank yous I can give you to say how kind you are to me and to those around me. Even today, just hanging out with you and your word, just you are the best teacher ever. There's no teacher like you. You're the best. You're just awesome. And I just thank you and praise you for every ounce from me, in me, towards you. And now, Lord, these people that I've mentioned and hundreds more, we are just petitioning you. There's people that need a physical touch, and we are asking you to touch them physically by the authority of Jesus Christ, who holds all authority in heaven and earth, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Touch their physical bodies. Please, we petition you, Lord. And Lord, there are people that they are having as much struggle internally, mentally, and they need a touch, a writing of the mind by God. And we need you to do that. We can't do that. You can. And the people have that same thing going on inside their heart, in their feelings, in their emotions, in the ways that they feel that they've been hurt. And we got people, Lord, that just have a deep spiritual need for you. And we're just asking you to fill that by pouring out your presence into these people's hearts and minds and lives. And no, we're not telling you. We're asking you. And what's amazing is you will do even more than we imagine. That's what you teach us. And we're asking you to do that for somebody like Sergio who just wants to get it more. Open his mind, open his eyes, let him see things in your word that just set him on fire. And bless our people, everybody connected, everybody listening, everybody working it, everybody praying, everybody involved. Because you are the King of the universe. And we take this petition, we take this prayer, we take this incense, and we lay it at your feet. And we look up at you,
And we say, by your grace and by your compassion and by your mercy, do these things. And let your name be glorified through Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Okay. Wow.
That's how you do it, Dave.
Wow. Don't ask me. I don't. My answer is, don't ask me. I don't know. That's my response.
Don't ask me. I don't know. There you go.
We do have trivia. Wow. You should just be in these studios right here. It's like, okay, I think we'll just sit here for a while. We do have trivia, so let's do a trivia question because I think that's important to do because it keeps our brains sharp in regards to the word. How many coins did the woman have before she lost one in the story that Jesus told, the parable that Jesus told, about the woman who had coins and then she lost one? How many did she have before she lost one? What'd she start off with? Okay. That's a really good question. Okay. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Somebody is calling in, ready to answer trivia questions. So I think what we can probably do is send them on through. I think I'm going to double check with our show monitor. We are ready to send them through. Let's do that right now. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Knock, knock, Dave. It's Jay. How are you, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. How you doing?
You know, I'm doing very well, honestly. I listen to your prayers, and they just bring me to my knees in wonderment of our Lord. You really have such an honest, loving heart. Just the way you pray to our gracious Lord is so honorable and beautiful, and I love it. I love your prayers.
I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate it. It's not hard.
I know we're not about you. I get it.
Yeah, but. Yeah. It's just what's in the heart. You know what I'm saying? It's like, here you go, Lord. It's all I got. I'm throwing it out before you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'll tell you, there are thousands of us out here listening, and when you pray, you know, we hear it, and it's like the rest of your show, so uplifting.
Yeah.
I was just going to tell you, I think the lady had 3 coins.
Okay, that's a good guess, but.
One short.
Okay, no. Here's what I want you to think. I'm going to try and get you there, okay? All right, now listen.
Okay.
If you were going to do a countdown for a liftoff, what number would you...
Okay, she had 2.
No. Okay. Countdown for a liftoff. What would you start with for a rocket? What do they start? No, what do they start? They go 10,
9, 8.
10 is the answer!
She had 10 coins?
Yeah. She had 10 coins. And here's what's amazing about that. Here's what's amazing.
I have to go back and read that.
Yeah, here's what's amazing. She lost one, right? Now watch. Because this is a... And what she was more concerned about, this is the same thing on the lambs.
Right.
Like the one goes away. It's like there's more concern about the one because the other 9 are fine, or the other 99 are fine. It's like, oh, what happened? That's a real hurt.
It's also like here I buried this portion so nobody would steal it from me.
Yeah.
And the other one said I put it in the bank so I could make interest for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's what are you concerned with? Yeah.
Where's your passion? So that's why in that one, it's a rocket countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7. Okay. It started with 10.
What is that in? What's chapter and verse on that?
I think that is in Luke 15. I am pretty confident that that's going to be the correct answer. It's somewhere.
Yeah,
just go through Luke 15. You'll find it.
So I've got to, get into my real Bible with pages now.
All right. Good job, brother. It was good, though. It's still a good call. And see, now you're never, ever, the rest of your life, somebody's going to send you about coins. You're going to go, she had 10. She had 10. I know she had 10. I know it's a fact.
Yeah, I'll remember it for
the rest
sure.
of your life, no matter what happens, all the way until eternity, when you get up there, you'll be going, 10 coins. She had 10. That's how many. Good job, bro.
David, just Keep it up, brother. You touch more hearts than even you know.
Yep. Got it. Love you, bro.
All right. Love you, too.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. There's so much. I mean, how do we do this, right? It's like, right? It's
just pretty loaded Friday as well.
That's all I'm going to go with. Wow. By the way, I need prayer. I know Jesus, but Noelle has been like, she's like, you got to get a different car because my car's having moments. And the real reason that she wants me to get a car so she doesn't have to drive down and pick me up.
I can understand.
Let's just be honest here. Yeah. Let's just be totally
a little transparency.
Honest. I mean, come on. I mean, it's not like, it's like, look, she's got a car. She's never going to have a problem driving her car for 10 years because she drives like 5 miles a day, right? Here's the, you guys need to pray for me. I hate shopping. No, I mean, you know, when I shop, if I find one thing that fits, I buy 9 in the same color or 9 in 2 different colors. Then I never have to deal with it again. That's a bunch of okay. That's right, Mr. All things as simple as
simplicity.
Possible. It's just like I can't wait to get to heaven. I never have to buy clothes again, shop for anything again, do any of that. I just can't wait. All right, take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is John.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. And you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm actually having a wonderful day. And, you know, every once in a while you get some extra time in with the Lord. And you just think, man, I can't wait to hear that trumpet. I just can't wait.
I just can't wait. What's going on? Huh? Yep. You want to know the answer to that,
I do. And so this is a good one. How many times did the boy who Elisha raised from the dead, how many times did he sneeze?
7.
That is correct, sir. You are right. A little unknown fact from a lot of people that they might not be aware of is that actually so after Elisha stretched himself out, the child sneezed 7 times, and then the child opened his eyes, which means that he sneezed those 7 times without his eyes open, which is like, wow, that's bizarre. It's like, how do you do that?
I just thought about it that way.
Yeah, it's like, how would you do, I mean, how do you, I mean, my eyes go in the back of my head when I sneeze. I just don't know how that happens.
Didn't he lie prostrate across him?
Yes, correct. That is exactly what he did.
I thought, okay, if he was sneezing, was he sneezing in Elijah's face?
That's an excellent question. I do not have that answer, but you have to sit there and wonder.
To find that one out, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the prophets went through a lot, although it it could be a tough one. Excellent job, my friend. Excellent answer. Thank you.
Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as well.
All right.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Right. We roll. That's a great question that he sneezed in his face. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas.
where everybody better get this trivia question.
Everyone, I tell you that, it's because it's easier. So I'm just thinking, you guys, you have to get this. All right. What seed or which seed is described as smaller than all the others but becomes greater than whatever? I think you guys get the drift, right? What seed is described as smaller than all the others but becomes greater? That's the trivia question we're asking for. 972-445-0770. Also, you can text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. So one thing I did want to say, Dynamite D and I were talking about this. We talk on most of the breaks. And that is, if you've been praying like for something and we've prayed for you on the show and it hasn't happened that way, don't restrain yourselves from reaching out and calling and talking. We'll pray again. We'll pray again. It's one of the things I love about Gary. And we pray for him all the time. You know what? We're not going to stop praying. And I think, I'm just saying this, I think that's important to understand that attitude or that position is, the Lord loves to be reciprocated in his love. And it's like, okay, I just love doing that. So I think that's something we should all think of. So if you got something and you pray for something and it's like, yeah, but that isn't working out that way, that's fine. We all go through that. Let's do it as least as honest as we can. Okay? I mean, that's the biggest thing. Okay? I will acknowledge so many people are answering this question, but I will acknowledge that Eric did say his answer connected to the game Clue. Let's see if you can figure that out. That's rather funny. What seed is described as smaller than all the others but becomes greater? You can, of course, look that up in Mark 4 if you are not sure. We do have somebody who's going to answer the trivia question. Okay. Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is a guy from In-N-Out, and sir, you forgot to put a mustard on my burger.
That is it! The answer is the mustard seed. We're just want to point out, there was a period in my time, just so you can know, this is how bad I get, where when I got hamburgers like from like a restaurant or something, I just had them put on mustard, nothing else.
You're weird.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know what happened. It's just like, they just went through the spirit. It's like, nope, just want a mustard on my burger with the bun. That's all I want. Good job, brother. How are you?
Very good. And earlier, Brother D encouraged me to either say a comment or a question. So I have a comment.
Yep.
Regarding the mustard seed.
Fire
Often,
away.
Like, people think, like, their faith should be like a mustard seed, the size of a mustard. However, Jesus said, like a mustard seed, not the size, but the like. So
that's an interesting, yes, that's a really interesting observation. There's a whole treaty on that. The mustard seed is smaller than others, but one of the things about a mustard seed that many people say is that the teaching had to do with the purity of the seed, and that if you just had a little bit of pure faith, mm-hmm, it would work, as opposed to being diluted with doubt. It's like, oh, I like that. You know what I'm saying? This is like, I love stuff like that because you just sit there and think, wow. But the reality is, if you have genuine faith, small, pure, whatever, it just cannot be diluted for it to be effective. That's the big thing there. So excellent comment, brother. Very, very good job.
Thank you. And thank you for encouraging the other caller earlier who just finished reading the, I believe, the Bible.
Oh, yeah, Sergio.
And you say, read it again, because each time I read, even I have read the same scripture a gazillion times, but God always shows something else.
It's amazing, isn't it? Just shows you how alive the Word of God really is.
Yes, that's really true. Like, as the 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us, that His Word is a active and sharper than the double edged sword.
That's
going to
be
true.
That's going to be Hebrews, just so you can know.
Oh, it's in the Hebrews?
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, I think he was brewing it while I was drinking the coffee, so I didn't remember.
Okay. God bless you, bro. Love God you. You know that.
All right. And Shabbat Shalom to
Shabbat
everybody.
Shabbat Shalom. God bless.
Hey, sorry. It was in my heart. Shall we say a little prayer for the people, those who lost their life in that Titanic thing.
You know what? I do. You know what? Why don't you say a quick prayer for them? I'm going to let you do it.
All right. Thank you, Lord, that you're awesome God, and your heart is none should perish. And Lord, we don't know their situation, but we know that you are good. And Lord, I pray for their loved one, and if they don't know you yet, or they never knew you, Lord, I pray that this even a devastation will bring them closer to you, because you're an awesome God. So Lord, we speak your goodness and life for these family, and a comfort for them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good job, brother. Thank you so much for participating and being a part of that.
You're welcome. Thank you, David. You're great.
All right. God bless you, bro.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. All right. There's our brother Samson. So the reference he was looking for, by the way, was Hebrews 4:12, I think it is. It's the word of God is alive and sharp and two-edged sword, but the 2 Timothy 3:16 is a whole separate, you know, study to show thyself approved unto God. All right, let's just move on. In the next segment, I got to do a teaching. So in the next segment, we'll do DNA. And then hopefully in the last segment, we'll do history. If we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. I mean, it's one of those things that you just got to live with. But here, I want you to hear this. So this is super important because I love you guys. Really, really important. But listen. All this stuff that's going on in the world, nutty, nutty, cuckoo, right? Listen to this passage in Philippians. Now, we taught the book of Philippians. Just listen to this in Philippians 3, 17 through 20. I want you to pick up on this because it's important, right? I'm not doing this for my health, so to speak. It's a nice way to say that. And by the way, when I mentioned the thing about the car, we're not talking a new car. We're just talking a new used car. I just don't want you to get the wrong idea. Hey, Dave's going to get a jet. Okay. Philippians 3, 17 through 20. Brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and their glory is their shame. With minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Philippians chapter 3, verse 17, 18, 19, and 20. Now, here's what I want you to pick up on. Paul says, for many of whom I've told you, you know, these people were, you know, hanging in there before, but then became the enemies of the cross of Christ. He gives these breakdowns. He says, look, they're telling you with tears, they're not where they need to be. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly, which means they live for the pleasures of food and, you know, things of that nature. And then he says, they glory in their shame. So their sinfulness becomes their badge of pride. That's what glory and their shame means for those who are trying to figure it out. But the biggest thing of all those three is this one. With minds set on earthly things. But look at verse 20. But our citizenship is in heaven. So if you are trying to make it about here, you are disappointing God. Jesus didn't haphazardly say, lay up your treasure in heaven. Okay, it wasn't like a, oh, there's an afterthought. You know, it's like, that's not how that works, okay? It was the thought. In other words, the whole premise he was leading up to is like, look, it's not about here. Again, a reference to Rick Warren's book on the purpose-driven life. First line, best line. The ruler of life, that first 16th of an inch, that's the earth, and then the rest of the rulers, you just, that's how you got to think of it. This is not it. And the problem with people who are like earth first, who claim to be Christians but then have no concept of living for heaven, that is a serious problem. Actually, that's a bigger problem for people who claim to be Christians, and that's who Paul is referencing. He's not referencing the worldly as much as people who had some kind of Christian connection and then somewhere went off the deep end, and now their entire existence is about their belly, their shame, and earthly things. And I got a message for you about earthly things. Won't last.
the most important lesson we need to understand is that will not last. Our citizenship is in heaven. This is exactly why, let me just say it and be honest and see if you guys agree with this. It's exactly why you just don't feel as you exist on this planet like either this is all there is, you think now this is not all there is, or two, you just can't fit in. Just like, I don't know what it is. I just can't fit in. It's like, yeah, well, because this isn't your home. That's why. And that's not some reference to aliens or anything. This is not the home. There's this other place we're looking for. That's where our Savior is. By the way, where is Jesus? At the right hand of the Father? That's where we want to be, in that house, in that land, because that would be our home. Yeah. Don't you love that? Like, yes, I want that. I want that. I want that. That fact that you want that tells you whose you are. Okay? All right. Take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can, right here on KAAM.
The David Spoon Experience.
Teaching time. I don't know how we're going to do the breaks, Gabriel, so just look at me. I'll let you know. I mean, this is the best I can tell you, because I'm going to teach you something that I hope I there's no way I can teach this. I can't teach the worth. I can't teach the value, but I'm going to do my best to share with you my heart in this process. As American people, as people who live in America, we have been granted the right to pursue happiness. And I want to make sure you understand what this means. We have a preamble to the United States Declaration of Independence, and the preamble to the Declaration says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Now, I do want to point out it does not say life, liberty, and the provisions of or for happiness. In other words, the rights that we have in the preamble is that we get to pursue happiness, not that it's provided for us by the government. So that's kind of an important point for people to recognize. It would be nice if they quit trying to quote our founding fathers and then say they're entitled to something because of that provision, because it never says that. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where we've got a trivia question. And after the trivia question, you know, we're going to send you up to the website. We're going to do our DNA when we come back. And so if you call in early, you're going to have to just hang on just for a little bit. It's okay.
And then we'll get into the next teaching. But here is your trivia question. It's a good one. I'm hoping everybody can get it. True or false? Oh, true or false? The father gave the prodigal son upon his return a necklace. True or false? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website, blah, 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 blah. If you can give, that would be great. Is that a good way to say it? Blah, 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 blah. God loves a cheerful giver, right? We need the money, right? We've been a little shy. By the way, I did read an article. Incredible. I was really amazed. The last year and a half. Now, this has not been true for us, but it is true for the majority of charities have gone down almost about 12%. It's like, wow.
A little shy. I like the way you said that.
That's like, okay. But you know what? God can take just a few fish and a couple pieces of bread and make it multiply. So we still look up, give thanks for what we have, and share the best we can. Right? Okay. So I'm going to send you up to the website, though. All that to say, whatever. You know, I'm just blabbing. There is some significantly new material on the website. Please check it out. Go to hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
That's all, folks.
Now, that'll be true in about 20 minutes.
Like that one? That was a good one.
All right, somebody's ready to answer the trivia question? Yes, send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Brother Roger again.
Hey, hello, Roger again. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
You're doing okay. Is it just okay? You're doing good? You're doing fair? You're doing partly cloudy? How you doing?
Well, I'm the one that had a partial. You gave me a... I gave you a text about praying for me.
Yep.
And you prayed and you kept it anonymous. You kept it. I'd like to keep that part of it anonymous, but I was the person that was anonymous. But it's looking that it'll come out for my good. But I have two steps to go and then it'll be over. So.
Okay.
I'm halfway there.
Okay. All right. I know, but that's good, right?
Yeah. I talked to a certain person that's in charge of that, and they said, I'm good to go. So I'm going to trust that.
Okay. All right. Well, then move forward in faith and confidence and receive it in Jesus' name. And if something else comes up, you believe that the Lord will swat the enemy away.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
All right. Now, you've got to answer a trivia question. Okay, you ready? Ready?
Ready.
All right. The father gave the prodigal son upon his return a necklace. True or false?
False.
You are correct, sir! That's right. There was no Mr. T moment in the prodigal son story. Excellent job. And every person who answered that question, and there were quite a few, every single person got that right.
Okay, good.
That's good. But you led the charge and told the people. Now, without having anybody know the information about your situation, you pray for Roger again. What you're praying for is the Lord solidifies his advancement in the situation he's in and protects him from anything the enemy might try to hurl at him from this point.
Yeah.
Is that a good way to say it?
He was really, you know, there's three enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil.
That's right.
And the devil will try to get your flesh. And my flesh almost got out of control, but I put my flesh back under subjection and said, no, this is not the way to handle it. I'm going to handle it through prayer and supplication. So that's what I decided to do. And the other day, on that particular situation, I gave it to the Lord. Now I have to give one more thing to the Lord, but then I was reminded that says I'm supposed to give them all to the Lord.
Amen. So, that's
he
right.
He bears all your burden,
that's
not
right.
Just one at a time. So just I'm going to go ahead today and give them all my burden.
Amen, brother. That's the way to do it. Give them every one of them. The only reason we're carrying burdens is we're not very bright. That's why. That's the reason. Thank you, brother. That's an excellent job. I appreciate you, and I want people praying yeah. for you. Okay?
And I actually did it the other day while you was preaching that about the cares and all that, and then I fell asleep.
Nah. You're one of the few people that fall asleep when I speak. Oh, that's classic. I love you, brother.
God. We love you. You guys are doing a great job. You guys have really made a difference in the way I look at life. And it's just an encourage. You're an encourager. Yeah. And you encourage me to keep fighting the good fight of faith. And we will get through.
Yes.
We will overcome.
Yes, we will.
We will be there at the end. And that's all I got to say.
Amen.
God bless you all.
God bless, brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. All right, we're going to do a great job. We're going to do our DNA. So your DNA is almost more important than teaching in the sense that why? Well, because the first thing on DNA. It's like the most important thing. Okay, so we're doing DNA. For those who go, well, we know DNA. I do DNA every day. I don't know DNA. So you don't know DNA. I don't know DNA. I just say it that way because it's like, that's yeah. how I feel about it. It's like, no. It's like, every time I think the Lord, I can't learn any more in a sitting or a session, then the Lord goes, boom. I'm like,
Have to get to know DNA every day, Dave.
Yeah, every day. Here we go. DNA. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day. Spend time with the Lord. Every day. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, ever be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. That's his word. And then A, always be ready
to serve.
Guess what? You and I, D, and all the people are on the show that call in and they listen. We are not the center of the universe. I know what we think that. We're not. Jesus Christ sitting next to God the Father, where the center of the universe is, right? Just got to remember that he wants us to be his ambassadors to everybody around us. I give you the title ambassador. I don't give it to you. I mean, the Lord gave it to you. I'm just reminding you that you have the title ambassador. Because you are one. All right. Now, I still got a minute and a half. I can go a minute and a half on this one, so I just want to do it, and I'm going to do it because for some reason somebody needs this. But we're going to just talk about it. You guys know this. This is not new. It's not new material. Isaiah chapter 1. It's not a new thing or anything like that. Just bear with me. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 through 19. I'm going to use a little bit of a different translation. Don't get all weird on me. Here we go. Here's what it says. Isaiah 1, 18 and 19. Come, let us discuss this. Now, stop. Most translations say, come, let us reason together. Okay? All right? Come, let us discuss this. Let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they will be like wool. If you are willing and obedient and will eat the good things of the land. So God starts it off by saying, let's discuss this. Let's reason together. Let's talk about it. Do you know that the whole process of the speech and the free speech and the public speech and all that, this is from the Lord, from Isaiah. You're talking about thousands of years ago, right? That's not a new American thing where you get to speak your mind. God's going, hey, let's talk about it. Hey, let's reason it out. Let's hash it out right now. Let's talk about it. You'll present your side, I'll present my side. By the way, that's what happened with Job. Job presented his side, God presented his side. Let's discuss it. Though your sins make us scarlet and crimson, that's red. Okay, red. You know the color of blood? Red. Okay, God could make us snow and wool. That's white, right? This isn't about race. It's about color. And here's the color. Red, not good. White, good. Why? Because red indicates sin. White indicates purity. Okay. But then God goes, if. What? Verse 19. I think that's in the ESV, too, on verse 19. If. It might say when, but if. Does it say if on yours?
This version says if.
If. I-F. If. If. With what? If you are willing, obedient, willing, that means yielded and submissive, obedient, that means responsive and following God, you'll eat the good things of the land, as the New Testament makes clear. It's all through Jesus Christ. You want to eat the good things that the Lord will give you while you're here? Look, you can't have a little bit of heaven on earth. You can't have all of it. You can have a little bit, but it has to come through him, and it's got to be about you being willing and obedient. And if you're willing and obedient, you'll have a little bit, but still it's not enough because we know we're going to somewhere better, but a little bit, but you got to be willing and obedient. One of the things that I've been praying a lot in the last year is to have a willing spirit, because oftentimes I have a stubborn spirit and I'm like, no, I don't think so. I think that's a bad idea. I think I got to have much more of a, yep, just a willing. I know it's crazy, but it's like, remember David said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Well, what's a right spirit? A willing spirit. That would be good. All right, we'll take our break and then we'll come back because we're too far behind to get ahead again. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. So he gives the conclusion to the matter. He says in Ecclesiastes 2, I see is from the hand of God, for without him, who can eat or find enjoyment? To the person who pleases him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. Only in God is there satisfaction. He says, this too I see is from the hand of God. Happiness is from the hand of God. Verse 13 in Ecclesiastes 3, that each of them may eat, drink, and find satisfaction in their toil. This is the gift of God. Happiness is a gift. Satisfaction is a gift. The graces for appreciating life at its fullness is a gift from God, and apart from God, it cannot be attained. Yowza! We're really going to the mat here, huh? So then you might say, okay, David, then what's the conclusion? What do you do then to get that whole process going? Only God can grant lasting happiness, period. What do we got to do? Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Now all has been heard, and here is the conclusion of the matter. Don't you love that? I mean, the answer's right here in the same book. And here is the answer. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. If you want God to grant you the gift of happiness, you fear him and obey his commandments. People are like, oh, no, there's got to be something else. Isn't there medication involved? Isn't there grandchildren involved? Isn't there this involved? Isn't there relationships involved? Isn't there, money involved and power and cars and houses and big TVs? No. Wasn't there food and wine? And what about all the medications? No. Well, what about becoming smart and brilliant and knowing and having degrees? No. You tell me partying doesn't do anything? Correct. You mean building a monument to myself does nothing? Correct. Happiness comes as a gift from God only. And so the conclusion of the matter is simple. Fear God and keep his commandments. This is the duty of mankind. This is the requirement. Now, to fear God is to be in reverence of God. Honor, respect, awe, and appreciation. Every day, are you in honor, respect, awe, and appreciation of God? Yes or no? And do we obey what he tells us to do? You want to be a successful Christian? Do what God says. People, I'll be a successful Christian. That means X amount of money in the bank. It doesn't. Jesus didn't die and resurrect a billionaire. I mean, that's just dumb.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Last trivia question going to be hard. Sorry. It's just got to be. All right. This is comes out of Matthew 13. Matthew 13. What, this is in the parable, what did the merchant sell to buy the one pearl? What did the merchant sell to buy the one pearl? And I'll give you a little help on this. This is Jesus talking about the kingdom. And there's this guy, and he comes across this absolutely most important pearl ever. Let me rephrase how I say it. What would he sell? What would he give up to get that pearl? Maybe that's a better way to say it. For because of the way I'm saying it. And I'm not saying it brilliant, so don't get you don't do this. But it's this pearl. It's like, well, what? Now look at Matthew 13 if you can look at your Bible. But what was he willing? Jeff got it right on. That's the ticket. What was he willing? Ken got it. That's what you got. And the reason I'm saying that is look at Matthew 13. What was he willing to give up to get that one pearl? And by the way, that's a story relating to you and I and the kingdom of God. Right? Right. Okay? All right. So I got that? Okay. Real quickly on history, because I got there's two of them that are really funny, so I got to do them real fast. Let's go live big in the past. Let's go live big in the past. All right. Today is Let It Go Day, which should be good for all Christians just to let it go.
Yep.
Let it go. It's also Pink Flamingo Day. This actually came about because of Miami Vice. The pink flamingos, and the people put pink flamingos. Oh, okay. See, in Miami, they have that. Never mind. Two other things to tell you. Saxophone was created on this day in 1846 by Adolph Sax. That was his name.
Wow.
So it's named the saxophone. What do you want from me? And then this, I think, is great. And don't get upset, but it is rather funny. Noelle and I did this because in California, you kind of lose your mind a little faster. In 1989, on this day, the movie Batman was released. Okay, the original good Batman with Michael Keaton. And and I've mentioned this before. So we went to a fast food restaurant. I won't say if it was Taco Bell or In-N-Out, but it was one of the two or both. And we got there to the thing where you order, you know, when you order food when you're at a fast food. And I said, okay, it was Taco Bell. I said, we'll have two tacos.
Like, just in voice, Dave.
I said, we'll have two tacos. Just like Batman. Like, I'm Batman. We'll have two tacos. Oh, and a burrito. And some red sauce. That's what happens when you're in California. All right, so he's ready to answer trivia questions. Send him on through. Knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, Dr. David, this is Joy Ann. I'll make this real quick because I know the show is winding up, but it's been so wonderful. And I am going to be praying for you to get a car, a new car, and other good things for Dr. Jesse, too. That was his request. Just real quick, I don't actually plan to answer trivia because I have a prayer request.
You got it.
I have my court appearance at 9:30 on Monday morning, and this I just need favor and for the truth to come out, and just for the audience, this is in regard to divorce after 38 years of marriage, and it's certainly not something I wanted, but God is with me, and y'all are so sweet to pray for me. So would you pray for favor and truth over me?
Yes, I will. I'll do it right now. Just real quick, let's do it right now. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you and praise you for our sister. She is such a blessing to this family, to this radio family. Just phenomenal. And we just ask you just to encourage her for all the encouragement she gives. Now, she's going to go into that court, Lord.
And sometimes that court, there's angels fighting against demons, and there's good and there's evil. But Lord, all you have to do is give the word. All you have to do is say favor, and she has the favor. And we are asking you to speak into her situation favor. She's not looking for something that she shouldn't be getting. She's not looking for it to be unfair, looking for it to be right, looking for it to be just in your eyes, not in the world's eyes. And so we're asking you, Dad, just to take care of our sister and put your arms around her, comfort her, give her confidence, let her not be afraid, but let her walk into that court knowing that you are with her. And there are more that are with us than those that are with the enemy. And we just ask you to make that statement on her behalf and bless her in this court proceedings. And this weekend, instead of fear when it comes to her mind, she would just smile and have faith that you are with her. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. David, and I pray for all the audience. I love you all dearly. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. Right. I felt that, and I embrace it.
Amen.
Bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
In Jesus' name, amen. All right, y'all be praying on Monday morning, because if you don't, I'm going to be kind of bummed out. We've only got 15 seconds left. Let's just answer the trivia question. What would the merchant sell to buy that one pearl? What would you give up for Jesus if he asked you to give it up? And the answer is all he had. That's what we should be willing. Everything that we have or will ever own for him. Right? Okay. All right, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 7 day and 1.5 hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.